In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. The tree of defeat in the Garden of Eden became now the tree of victory on the cross. For the wood of the cross is our only salvation, the power of his blood, the power of his sacrificial death, the mercy that flows from Jesus. There's a word I've never used in my whole entire radio experience, but it just came to me right now, and the word is recapitulation. That on the cross, Jesus recapitulated, drew into himself all of time and eternity, every single man, every single woman, every single child. Now, I want you to imagine our Lord on the cross, and I want you to imagine that even as he is recapitulating the whole of history, drawing into himself, I want you to imagine him saying these words from John 15 on the cross. I am the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of mine that bears no fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You see, on the cross, our Lord Jesus Christ not only forgave our sins, not only did he heal our wounds and carried our infirmities, but on the cross, as the vine, he wants us to bear fruit. Because he came to call and to seek and to save that which was lost. You are already made clean by the word which I have spoken to you. And I want you to think, this is Jesus on the cross speaking these words. And he says to you and me, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, it is he that will produce much fruit. Hear that word today. I in you and you in me. If you abide in me, you will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Fruit bearing is from the tree of the cross. It's all about the cross and the power of his death and resurrection. Fruit bearing has to do with our redemption. It's all related to Jesus crucified, buried, raised from the dead. And his will is that you would produce fruit and I would produce fruit as we abide in him. For apart from me, you can do nothing. That is so true. Apart from the vine, we will wither. And how many people do we know that have separated themselves from Jesus? But Jesus is praying, speaking to you from the cross. speaking to me. If a man does not abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch and withers. And these branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. But if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done unto you. These words are so important from the crucified Savior. If my words abide in you. You see, we think about so many things. We think about so many things. Sometimes things that cause us great harm. But if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, then you may ask whatever you will, and it shall be done unto you. You know, it's so good when you're lying in your bed to allow the word of God to come out of your mouth. Philip, he who sees me, sees the Father, that they may be one as I am in thee and thou art in me. That they may be completely one in us, so that the world may know that thou hast sent me. Righteous Father, the world has not known thee, but these know that thou hast sent me. I do not pray that thou wouldst take them out of the world, but that thou wouldst keep them from the evil one. I do not pray for the world, but I pray for those whom thou hast given me out of the world, that they may be one as I am in thee, and thou art in me. Oh, the words of Jesus rolling around in our heart. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that has come down from heaven. Unlike the bread that your ancestors ate and died in the desert, those who eat this bread will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world to come. No one who comes to me will I ever reject, for I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And it is the will of him who sent me that I should lose nothing of what he has given me, but that I should raise it up on the last day. This is the will of the Father, that everyone who looks upon the Son and believes in him will have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. Oh, yes. The word of God says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, then ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. The word of God is spirit and life. The word of God is truth. How many words abide in you that Jesus spoke? How many words abide in you? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I thirst. Mother, behold, woman, behold thy son. Son, behold thy mother. My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? I thirst. Today you will be with me in paradise. It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Oh, the word of God should be in our hearts and on our lips and in our mouths. And you see, there's really no excuse. There's no excuse. We've got people that have memorized the computer. They know how to do things. My Lord, they are so adept. But the word of God does not abide in people. And there's a promise, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask whatever you will and it shall be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. Fruit bearing comes because of the cross. That's why he wants us to bear fruit. He paid the price for us to bear fruit. Fruit that would last into eternity. Fruit that would endure. The Father is glorified by the crucified Jesus. And because of the crucified Jesus, we are called to bear fruit as we abide in him. And the fruit that we bear is that Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost. My Lord. That's why the church by its very nature is missionary. And when we forget the missionary aspect of the church, we forget the whole essence of mission and why he sent us out. Jesus said, "Go ye therefore into the whole world. Make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And behold, I am with you always, even unto the consummation of the world." You see, fruit bearing is what it's about. And the price of fruit bearing is the blood of Jesus. It's not because I'm a big shot, but because Jesus shed his blood that I would produce fruit if I abide in him and his words abide in me. And that the Father is glorified by our producing fruit, bringing people to God and God to people, bringing people to Jesus and Jesus to people. Can you hear Jesus recapitulating these words upon the cross? As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. Look at the cross. This is Jesus speaking from the cross. As the Father has loved me, I have loved you. Abide in my love. Oh, as the Father has loved me, I have loved you. If you do not believe my words, then believe the blood. 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 If my words are not feasible to you, then hear the dripping of the blood. Hear the blood of Christ coming forth from him upon Mary and upon John and upon Mary Magdalene and Mary the wife of Clopas. Hear the blood. Hear it. See it going into the ground at Calvary. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Oh, I have loved you with an everlasting love, and you are mine. If you walk through the many waters, I will be with you. You shall not be drowned. If you go through the scorching fire, you shall not be burned. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. My blood speaks louder than any word, as the Father loves me, I love you. Oh, the grace to believe that reality. The grace to believe that reality. The grace to believe that wonderful reality. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments, and I have abided in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be yours, and that your joy may be complete, full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. My friend, Jesus on the cross says, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. But you know, when Jesus laid down his life for me, I was an enemy of God. My sin separated me from the Father. So when Jesus died for me, it wasn't that I was his friend, I was his enemy. Greater love than this has no man, that he laid down his life for his friends. But while we were yet sinners, St. Paul said, Christ died for us, the righteous for the unrighteous, the holy for the unholy. My Lord, what wondrous love is this? I have no idea of the love that you have for me. I have no idea of that love. As I said yesterday, that the cross is infinite, and we have just got the dust off the cross. That's as much as we know experientially of the love of God. I don't care who we are. There is always more, for as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. No greater love does a man have than he give his life for his friends. But he gave his life for his enemies, to make them friends of God. Oh, Jesus Christ crucified, open our hearts and our minds to the reality of your cross. Let us hear the words that you speak from the cross. Abide in me. Abide in me. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask whatever you will and it will be done unto you. Let us hear those words. It is my Father's will that you produce much fruit, and that your fruit will endure, because I've paid the price for you to produce fruit, and I have come to seek and save that which was lost. It is not my job to make someone a church member. It is my job to proclaim the gospel, that they would become Christian, and then be accepted in the church. My job is not to make Catholics. My job is to make Christians who become Catholics. There are so many Catholics that are not Christian. There are so many Pentecostals that are not Christian. There are so many Baptists that are not Christian. Unless you've been washed in the blood, my Lord. That's not to point a finger, because he says, no one who comes to me will I ever reject. That everyone who hears my voice right now, at this very moment, if you are not a Christian, you can become a Christian by surrendering your life to the man of sorrows who died for you. Oh, my Lord. My Lord, my Lord. We have so shortchanged you. We have so shortchanged you, Lord. Because we do not burn with the zeal of love for you and for the lost, we have so shortchanged you. Because we have not made disciples, we have made church members. Oh, we have so shortchanged you, Jesus. For you died that we might have an inheritance, and the inheritance is the Holy Ghost. Oh, the Holy Ghost is the inheritance. And in the Holy Ghost, we can do anything and everything that you command us to do. You died so that we would be filled with the Holy Spirit. And, O Lord, though we are temples of the Spirit of God, so often our temples are empty because we will not allow that Holy Spirit to have his way. And unless he has his way, we will not produce fruit. Unless he has his way, we will know nothing of what it means to be missionary. I tell you, I cannot go to Nepal today, but my money can go there to help those people. I cannot go to many places in the world at this time, but you know my money can be sent there. I'm called to be a missionary. That's my nature as a Catholic Christian. I am not called just to be where I am, but I'm called to be where I am. And to anyone who comes to me by grace. Like, I got these calls today. None of them were from the parish. You know, a lot of people will say, are you from my parish? Well, I'm going to tell you something. It makes no difference if people are from the parish. They are from the cross. He ransomed them from the cross. He bled for them from the cross. He gave his life for them. On the cross, I do not ask, are you from my parish? Once in a while when they come asking for money, I'll say, what parish do you come from? And I said, why don't they help you? And I always help them anyway. But you see, that's not because I'm good, but because I eat plenty. And if I eat plenty, then other people who come to me should be able to have food on the table. They call that justice. And it doesn't matter what parish you come from when you have a hungry stomach. But you see, that's why Jesus died. That's why Jesus died.
He died for us, for you, for me, that we would bear fruit and our fruit would endure. He died so that we might have life and have it more abundantly in the power of the Holy Spirit. He died because he cared for us while we were enemies of God. Oh, there's nothing like the cross, and there's nothing like the resurrection. There's nothing, nothing, nothing. We celebrate these days, the life-giving death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We celebrate these days the power of the cross. We celebrate these days the glory of God in Jesus Christ. We celebrate these days the exaltation of the Son of the Father. We celebrate these days as the redemption of the world. My God, I love you.
Tonight we will be celebrating at the Holy Rosary at 7:30. Last night's service was very beautiful. Tonight we'll be celebrating the Passion of the Lord Jesus Christ, the veneration of the cross, and the reception of Holy Communion. This is the only day, Good Friday, that is called good, and it's the only day that the church does not celebrate the Eucharist. Tonight we will receive the pre-consecrated Eucharist that was consecrated last night. Pre-sanctified, my Lord. I don't understand why we are so feeble when it comes to the things of God. Maybe I do. Maybe because we, by our very nature, are so selfish. Tonight at 7:30, that's at Holy Rosary in Winthrop, Good Friday service. If you'd like to come to the Stations of the Cross today at 3 o'clock, Good Friday. Tomorrow we will meet in darkness at 8:30 in the evening as we begin the Easter Vigil. Oh, the most holy days of our year are here. It is the Passover of the Lord. Why don't you come tonight at 7:30 at Holy Rosary in Winthrop and 8:30 tomorrow on Saturday and come and worship. We who mourn him will sing Alleluia. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.